This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 2 p.m. news. The headlines first. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampha Bhusal appeals for unity in the work of development of the country. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel claims nation's priority goal of his political career. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russia of barbarism over the port of Odessa attack. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampha Bhusal has appealed for the unity in the work of development of the country. Speaking at the inauguration ceremony of Pako Park in Lalitpur's Godavari Municipality 12, Thecho today, she said that since development is a continuous process, solidarity of all is necessary for it. Emphasizing that the park was built for the convenience of the residents of the Thecho, the minister said that the park should be properly protected and utilized by local residents themselves. On the occasion, Bagmati Provincial Assembly member Rajkaji Maharjan shared that the park has been constructed to be suitable for physical exercise and for children. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha has said that the infrastructure and manpower capacity should be increased to make the health sector credible. Speaking at an interaction program on the issues of the COVID-19 pandemic and public health organized by the National Concern and Coordination Committee of the National Assembly and the Ministry of Health today, Chair Timal Sinha said that new communicable and non-communicable diseases such as COVID-19 and monkeypox are on the rise and said that infrastructure, manpower capacity enhancement and pre-preparation work should be done to fight these challenges. Speaking on the occasion, the Secretary of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Roshan Pokharel, expressed his gratitude for the interest shown by the National Assembly in the health situation of the country and the role it played for public health. He expressed the hope that the role played by people's representatives will guide the ministry in the context of increasing problems due to communicable and non-communicable diseases. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has said he practiced a politics of mission and was committed to this for the development of the nation. In his address to a discussion program organized by the Nepali Congress Bias Municipal Committee today, leader Paudel said nation's development was the prime agenda of his political career. As he said, his personal interest and priorities are nominal in his political life and he will keep himself dedicated to the cause of the nation for the rest of his life. He also took time to say that rural-urban migration is taking place as goals to create jobs and accelerate income-generating activities in rural areas are yet to be achieved. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of light to moderate rain in most parts of the country due to the influence of the monsoon system until coming Tuesday. Meteorologist Pratibha Manandar said although the low-pressure line of the monsoon is located a little south of the usual place due to the influence of the monsoon air, there is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall in most places of the country. At present, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is occurring in some areas of Lumbini, Gandaki and Province No. 1, while partial to normal downpours are occurring in other parts of the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some parts of the country tonight, with the possibility of heavy rain in one or two places of Province No. 1. The division has also said that tomorrow there is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of hilly areas of the country and a few places in other areas. According to the latest information shared by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley today is 19.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.8 degrees Celsius. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of barbarism after a missile attack on the port of Odessa. a landmark deal to resume Ukraine's grain exports, signed hours before the strike, now hangs in the balance. Moscow has not commented on the attack, and Kiev has said preparations are still underway to resume the grain exports despite the apparent breach. But yesterday, Ukrainian President Zelensky said it illustrates how Moscow cannot be trusted to stick to the deal. He vowed to do everything possible to acquire air defense systems able to shoot down such missiles in the future. Ukraine is a major grain exporter, but because of the war, about 20 million tons of grain are trapped in its ports, unable to leave because of Russian forces. This has led to food shortages and price rise across Africa, which usually relies on Ukraine and Russia for wheat. A state of emergency has been declared in part of California as a wildfire continues to rapidly spread near Yosemite National Park. The so-called Oak Fire has exploded in size since starting on Friday, but firefighters are still unable to get any of it under control 24 hours later. More than 3,000 people have been evacuated and 10 homes destroyed. Most of the United States is sweltering through a heat wave this weekend. Temperatures are expected to stay at around 35.5 degrees Celsius for the next few days. Climate change increases the risk of hot, dry weather that is likely to fuel the wildfires. The world has already warmed by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless governments around the world make steep cuts to emissions. The monkeypox outbreak has been declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization, WHO. The classification is the highest alert that the WHO can issue and follows a worldwide upsurge in cases. It came at the end of the second meeting of the WHO's Emergency Committee on the Virus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus says more than 16,000 cases now have been reported from 75 countries. He added that there had been 5 deaths so far as a result of the outbreak. There are only 2 other such health emergencies at present, the coronavirus pandemic and the continuing effort to eradicate polio. Dr. Tedros said the declaration would help speed up the development of the vaccines and the implementation of measures to limit the spread of the virus. The WHO is also issuing recommendations that it hopes will spur countries to take action to stop transmission of the virus and protect those at risk. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampha Bhusal appeals for unity in the work of development of the country. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel claims nation's priority goal of his political career. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russia of barbarism over the port of Odessa attack. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.